Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just-arrived collection of swim and other sun-ready silhouettes. Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made-to-be-seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine. Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant. AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
High Five Casino.
High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas, and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at highthenumber5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
Two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello, ladies.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents.
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
It is the 15-minute morning show podcast. We're back.
Vacation is over, bitches.
Damn it. I wanted one more day. Anyway, Froggy's in the room along with Gandhi and Straight Nate. There's Scotty B drinking down a shot of something.
Yeah.
There's Scary and there's Danielle. Brody sitting in front of Norwegian Bliss. And I see Garrett. Garrett's here. Hey, Garrett.
Hello.
I will tell you, if you heard today's show, we kept teasing Danielle's coming up next with her last report of the day. We never got to it. We kept putting her off.
That's okay.
It's not okay. It's why you're here.
But we get busy, and so, like, you know, it's if one or two get skipped.
Do you secretly get happy that we miss it? Like, oh,
no,
God,
sometimes
I don't even remember.
Like, sometimes, like, you'll go, did we do the report? And I'll go, I don't know.
As a matter of fact, we didn't.
But instead, there was one story I wanted to talk about that I just...
Okay, what was that?
So the axe from The Shining, you know at the end of The Shining where Jack Nicholson, he tries to break through the wooden door and he says, here's Johnny.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, that axe is going up for auction and they're saying it's going to go for like $100,000.
Oh my God.
And is it wrong that I want that?
No.
That'd be a cool thing to have.
Right? That's
perfect,
like the coolest
you.
Thing. So it's going the Rock and Roll Auction House, I think.
You would take $100,000.
No, I'm not saying I would.
Like,
I'm just saying I would
like
it.
What would you pay for it?
Oh, I don't know. I don't not a lot. What, could you imagine? Look what I got, she's, honey.
My she didn't say she's going to do it. Yeah, she just said it'd be cool to have it.
Yeah, it's just, in the grand scheme of things, it's an axe. There's nothing special about it.
It was the actual axe that
it has intrinsic value.
I would love that thing.
Well, I get that, but I saw last night they're putting Kurt Cobain's green guitar from the Smells Like Teen Spirit video on sale. That I would want
to
own.
See, the green sweater would be cool to own. That green sweater all he wore sweater. All the time.
Oh, well, the other day, Alex wakes me up and says, look at this on eBay. What is this? It's an original Bob Ross painting.
Oh, I would love that.
Wow. Were there pretty little trees and fluffy clouds in it?
Yeah, no, they were asking like $80,000 for it.
Oh, my God. So
when does it
that.
Arrive?
I'm like, what are we? I don't know why you woke me up for this. And secondly, why'd you wake me up for this?
I'm not going to lie.
If you loved him, awesome. I suppose you'd get it.
A couple of years ago, our friend David Katz came in with a guest who was, I guess, a relative of Norton from the Honeymooners.
It was his son.
And the son of Norton. Right.
Art,
and
Carney.
Art Carney Jr., whoever. So he brought the hat that Norton wore every episode of the Honeymooners, the original hat. It was battered and tattered, but we all got to try it on. He allowed us to take pictures with it. I'm like, oh my God! And I was freaking
that's
the fuck
pretty
out.
Cool.
Because it's such an iconic image and thing you've seen everywhere. So yeah, I can understand the axe thing, Danielle. Yeah.
So these things in and of themselves have no value unless you apply the history.
Right,
and
the intrinsic value.
You know what I would love is Elvis's microphone from Die Hard with a Vengeance, where he panics the entire city of New York.
Where is that microphone now?
It's WNEW has that somewhere. Anyway, so that the axe from The Shining.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind that in my collection,
that's
but I'm not going to pay $100,000 for it.
No, yeah, if you remember the final touchdown that Tom Brady supposedly threw last year, the ball went on auction for $500,000+. They gave the guy his money back because Brady's obviously coming back to play again, so they gave him his money back.
Because
that ball means nothing now that he's going to play again.
Well, not for anything. Brady should have given him money. For that ball. They nullified. I just screwed you. Well, here's your money.
I saw Brady gave him some Bitcoin or something. Brady gave him something, but then they nullified and gave him his money back as if the auction ever even happened, because that ball means nothing more than any other ball.
Okay.
That was nice of Brady to give him imaginary money.
It's all how you position it, though, because that guy can now say that was the last ball before Brady retired, then he unretired touchdown pass. You know what I mean? Like, there's a way to position it that he could still make some money.
Yeah, have some cash value.
Yeah, it's worth $25,000, but it's not worth $500,000.
Right.
I think today's on the show, I enjoyed talking about little children that brought dildos and alcohol to class. That was fun to talk about. Any other favorite moments from the show you want to discuss?
I liked when we all talked about our trips. That was nice.
Yeah.
Nice to see what everybody did.
It was great to hear everyone's stories. Yeah.
I like when you corrected me for the way that I see Easter egg hunt. I don't understand why you have a problem with that.
Easter egg hunt.
Right.
You guys never asked me what my story was.
Oh, Scotty, what's your story?
What's
your word? What was your word?
One word describes your vacation last week?
Worked.
Okay, maybe that's why we didn't give a fuck.
You did. Scotty. But that means you'll get a week off another week,
no,
right?
No, it doesn't.
No?
No, it's fine.
I don't understand. What do you mean? You've been doing this all these years and we've been taking off more time than you?
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't mean to laugh.
But you need to get a better agent.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Why is this happening this way?
I don't understand. We'll talk after the show.
Oh, dear God.
Oh boy. Scotty called me last week during vacation with something business related, and I have to be honest, I didn't answer the phone. I was up on the hot tub.
That's Nate's department, not mine, so feel free.
Yeah, that's what I learned about.
Brody went to Mets opening day. And,
how was it?
Was it the first baseball game you've seen in a couple of years? Oh, right?
So, 3 years since I've been to a baseball game, and it was great.
Did they win that day?
They did win. 10-1, I believe, or 10-3. It was great. Skiri wasn't there, so everyone was like, where's your other half? Where's your baseball boyfriend?
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, he's at a beach somewhere, so I made up for it. I ate everything in the stadium on Skiri's behalf.
Good. They got a lot of cool things at that ballpark, too.
Yeah, really good food at Citi Field. So thank you, Mets.
Also, you went to see Take Me Out on Broadway.
Yeah. So
Where the actors, they flashed their wieners.
They did. So it's a show about baseball, but one of the characters comes out as gay, and it's all about the ramifications of that. Hilarious play, and if you like baseball, even better. But at one point, 9 or 10 of them, the showers, like they lower down like shower heads, and they shower on stage, and they're soaping up and lathering up and, you know, all everything. They lather up everything. And they're matter-of-factly going about the show, and they're acting, and they're talking as they're lathering up their hoo-has, their private parts. It's a little distracting for about 10 seconds, and then you realize how great the play is. But I was sitting there with my wife, and I'm comparing myself to, you know, the shortstop and the catcher. I'm like, oh, I can hang with those guys, but I cannot hang with Jesse Williams from ER.
The pitcher?
Was he the pitcher? No, he's an outfielder. Ladies,
apparently he's saying he has a large penis. Is
what God. Yeah, if you're a fan of Jesse Williams, you'll be more of a fan of Jesse Williams.
Grey's Anatomy. Were you trying to come?
Grey's Anatomy.
Were you trying to tell your wife that they don't come that big normally? They're usually not that large.
I did say, I go, that's not real. That must be like a stage thing.
So I have a question about that then.
Yeah.
Was it necessary to have the nudity there?
Yes.
Would it have been as good without it? Was it gratuitous?
I'll answer that, and if Elvis can answer, because he's also seen the show. I didn't think it was gratuitous.
Gratuitous?
Gratuitous. Yep. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry. It was part of the, it was important to the, it was important. Yes. Oh, okay. I thought it was.
It is. It's an important part of the storyline. Keep in mind, part of the storyline is one of the players comes out as gay. So,
Got it.
So one of the guys who's a little more closed-minded is like, I know you're staring at me. And he's like, I'm making eye contact with you. I've never looked at you. I never will look at you. You're not my type. And it's the awkwardness of now a guy that's been on the team that they've loved and they've been best friends with now is gay. And how does it change the dynamic, even though he hasn't changed at all?
Gandhi, what are you doing?
The chair. So I always sit here with my foot propped up on the trash can, and I scooted a little, and my whole foot went into the trash can, and it tipped over. So that's what happened in the middle of your very touching story about coming out of the closet Broadway play.
Jesse Tyler Ferguson, if you love them on Modern Family, he's fantastic, and thankfully not naked in the show.
Yeah, he wasn't. Well, he plays the part of a guy.
Good naked.
Wouldn't mind seeing
he has
naked.
A no nudity clause. Clause.
Garrett maybe. Would like can to you, see him naked.
Okay. Yeah. Can you be imagine being an actor and they say, "Okay, we love for you for this role, but you're going to have to be totally nude on stage every single performance."
One of the most famous plays of all time, yeah. Hair. A woman had to bear all in that play.
And when Hair originally came out, they all had a lot of hair.
Oh, they did?
A lot.
Oh, wow. Back you in the saw day, upstairs, were, you saw downstairs? Hair, original, there, everywhere?
We saw, I forget the name of the play, we saw it in England starring...
Equus?
Yes, Daniel Radcliffe.
Oh, yes.
So we saw Harry Potter naked on stage.
Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't it weirder, Elvis, when it's a celebrity you know? I found that was the part that made it weirder. Like, I didn't care about the other guys that were naked, but the two guys I've watched for years on television, I felt like I was violating something by seeing them. Is it weirder?
I didn't find it weirder. I found it interesting because this person, you think you know a little about him, and now you know a lot about him. But you know who else I saw on stage nude was Johnny Galecki? Is that his name?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, from the Big Bang Theory?
So was it a Big Bang Theory or no?
No, it was massive. I was like, oh my God, that kid's got a... it was big old honker.
Didn't we see Lea Michele 2 in Spring Awakening?
Yes, we did.
Oh.
And Daniel Rat... Did we tell
you? Did you just said that, yeah.
And we saw
Where
her
were you when we told
we
that story?
I pulled a Skeery, I'm sorry.
You did. You listened
What's
to
that,
Howard.
Daniel?
We actually saw, I think, Lea Michele in Spring Awakening before we even knew her. Knew her. We saw her, and who was she with? And remember, he was spitting on her because...
They were spitting.
They talk so close to each other in the show and sing so close. He was spitting all over her. They're best friends in real life. What the heck's his name?
Jonathan Groff.
Yeah, is that his name? And all I kept thinking was, he is all over her.
I'm trying to find out. I think the name of that play with Johnny Galecki was Over the Moon, something like that. He plays a male prostitute, a gay prostitute. Mm. There is that, so... Anyway,
wasn't there a show with all naked men? Naked men singing?
Puppetry of the
penis.
Naked
men singing. Puppetry of the penis.
And Puppetry of the Penis.
Yes.
Well, no, the Naked Men Singing group came to our show.
Yeah, they were called Naked Men Singing or something.
Yes. Oh,
there's a naked magic show, too.
They did magic?
They do magic. But
let me make this disappear.
Yeah, exactly.
Watch me pull a rabbit out of my way. Wait a minute. By the way, if I could just say, I wasn't saying
Jesse.
Watch,
I can saw it in half. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, what's that, Brody?
I wasn't saying Jesse Tyler Ferguson wasn't attractive. It's just, I know him as a comedic actor, and he's very funny, and I would not look at him the same way. And that's why I didn't want to see him naked. Not because he's unattractive. I just, as a comedic actor.
We were
actor,
all very upset at how you said that.
No, upset. I just don't want any Jesse Tyler Ferguson, the Fergies.
Don't add him.
The Fergies.
Hit me up on with the comment section.
Yeah. That's fair.
Yeah.
How we doing on time, Frog?
You got a minute and a half left. You're good.
You know, I did just two exciting things while you guys were looking up penises. I went to the Slumu Institute here in the city. It's a slime museum. If you have a tween or something, it's a slime thing. So I got to do that. That was loads of fun. And then the next day, I went to the My Little Pony World Party Day at United Skates of America. So, you know, I was hanging with My Little Pony while roller skating.
Is that what's under the desk over there? There's some My Little Pony toy.
Yeah. So you guys were doing all this penis stuff, and I was with My Little Pony.
I forgot to preface, you did those with your kids.
Yeah.
You just didn't go by yourself.
That's true. It would have been much creepier if I went alone.
Hey, why don't you take them to see the show I went to see, and then they can see all the little ponies.
Okay.
What are you doing to that little My Little Pony under the desk?
Right.
Someone's a brony.
It's a onesie and a figurine.
Okay. Oh.
Put it on.
Brought it to work.
Did anybody watch any movies on their like trips on the plane like that you would
never? I did.
So I would never, ever, ever have watched The Accountant with Ben Affleck from 2016. I watched it on the plane.
Great movie.
Such a great movie.
Great movie.
I love that movie. So if you've never seen The Accountant, Ben Affleck, you should watch it.
So I had the option to see Spider-Man, and I was like, I really want to watch Ghostbusters Afterlife again. So I ended up watching Ghostbusters Afterlife again.
Both good movies.
Yeah. I watched King Richard. Pretty good. I wanted more.
Wow.
Well, yeah.
Did that movie slap?
I mean,
did it rock?
Do you think his performance was, did you see it differently because of what happened at the Oscars?
No, I didn't see it differently because of what happened at the Oscars. And I will also say I didn't watch any of the other films or actors who were nominated, but it didn't strike me as like, oh my gosh, this is the most moving performance ever.
Did you just say strike in the same?
I did. The story itself is like, it's a beautiful story. So I think that maybe it got a little more attention because of how great the story is, but you know.
I can't get it on. What are you doing?
He's putting on
oh
the
my God, Scotty!
Scotty Brony!
I can't zipper it. I'm
please try
my little Brony.
Yeah, it's so cute.
You got it.
It says adult large.
I think you're in the extra large zone right now.
Wow, this that looks weird. Comfortable.
Scotty, it's so cute.
Go to a I watched convention. A movie called El Angel.
Oh, what's that? What's that about?
It's a foreign film about this kid who goes out and murders people. It was really look it up, El Angel. I'll wait.
Okay.
And all of a sudden, was it Blood Alley?
No, the one with Kate Blanchett and
yes, I saw that.
Yeah, Nightmare Alley.
Nightmare Alley. I thought that was pretty good actually. So great. I couldn't remember the name.
Yeah. Nice. I'm 20 minutes into it.
Oh, this thing is so tight.
You've only got about 7 more years before you finish.
Looks like Scotty B found his Halloween costume.
This thing is so tight, I can feel my pulse throughout my whole body.
You look handsome.
Oh, thanks.
So cute.
All right, let's get out of here. Have a beautiful day. Bye.
Bye.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo! Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five!
High Five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at HighFiveCasino.com!
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love.
Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.